thing in. There you go.
Thank you.
Drop your plow.
He made his name before he Nay, hands on ye. So he, when he got there, he was already dead. He had been dead for 4 days. He's dead for four days. I'm sick. So, in order to take Jesus, if you want to take Jesus, my father will not have to die. And Jesus said, your father will be long after that day. And she said, yeah, he will be the last one with everybody else if he left me, And Jesus said, I am the last one with me. And he said, Don't tell him no. Jesus saw Mary and Martha started crying, and it touched his heart. He from his lips too. And Jesus and Martha and he will, Jesus said, He said, let him go. He wanted his God to get glory. And the Jesus saw him coming to his father with his own two eyes. And John Peter said, the Jesus is not afraid, he was the Son of God. And he said, until you turn over the Son of God, they started to believe that he was the Son of God. If you want to go home, he is the Son of God, and he is there on the cross, and Mary is praying, he never left me. So he's not going. So I won't eat homework because I won't eat the whole thing.
Amen.
So hungry, how can we go and hear the relationship to the Lord? If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, you're not going.
God is the King of God, and he looks all on you.
What are you, all on you. Because we have to say, Father, he is my Father, in Christ. We can't say God. No, he can't come in. But he can come in. But God cannot. You cannot tell people that you can sit up here. But you have sitting for.
I'm going to read his word. It will tell you how he wants you to live.
God does not want. You may not have tomorrow, but you It is so weird. I won't see the billet here before you leave. Don't leave this church without knowing who Jesus is. Because we can help you. If you have questions, let me know. If you don't understand it, so I can help you. God wants us to bring people to Him. God is no God, and He wants us to assure Him. I don't know if you call in the ministry, if you call. You leave the choir, and you come up here, and you leave the choir. If you call the priest, and you come up here, and you preach the word of God.
That's right. Yes, sir. Come on, brother.
It doesn't matter what you're called to do. You do it. You don't get here. What people will give you, they will have. every excuse for not reading His word. They will tell you, they will find every excuse for not reading His word. They think that they have heard, but you don't know. What he got.
That's right.
But you don't know what you have until you get in here.
Amen. That's right. Amen, brother.
So, he will say, well done, thankful servant. Or if you give him his word, and you give him everything, to not read his word, and you die, and you stand before God. And he will say, apart from you, I never knew you.
So you will be cast in the lake of fire.
Because when you die, You won't die. You won't die in hell. You will go to hell and you won't die. But you won't. You won't die. You may say you want to die, but you won't. You will harm for eternity. I feel like we need to do it.